This is The Guardian.
Hi, Noor Haider here, coming to you from Gadigal land. This week, the world looked on in shock as violence broke out on the streets of Belfast, with mobs targeting immigrants and people from ethnic backgrounds. Today, we're bringing you an episode from The Guardian's international news podcast, Today in Focus, on how the disorder unfolded and why minority communities are fearing for their lives in Belfast. Here's host Helen Pidd.
On Tuesday evening, Samaya and Stella, two housemates from Uganda, were at home in West Belfast when they heard some noise outside.
They were in their house and basically they saw some of the violence beginning.
The women are care workers, but they're also students. Samaya is studying adult health at a local college and Stella is doing an MBA at Ulster University. They told their story to Guardian reporter Hannah Al-Othman.
They said there were a group of men and boys.
So it all started like people were just matching young boys between the age of 9 and 20. They were all putting on black and masks.
They were all dressed in dark clothing. They had face coverings. And they noticed them start to gather, you know, near their flat. And they initially hoped it would pass over fairly peacefully.
It seemed like it was a peaceful demonstration to us.
They knew what the protest was about. It was prompted by a horrific knife attack in the city on Monday, which saw the victim lose an eye. A Sudanese refugee had been arrested, and there was fear of riots after videos of the attack spread around the world. But still, Stella and Samaya were hoping that the men and boys outside their window weren't going to kick off.
And then they then began to start trying to set fire to a bus. So they set fire to the tyres of a bus and they were watching from inside the house.
And then they collected the bins outside and then started also burning them. And then we were like, maybe it will not escalate. Then
they were still watching and hoping, well, you know, maybe this is as bad as it'll get. But then they said around 7 o'clock, they saw them approaching their house.
Stella.
Samaya's actually sent me some video.
Oh my God, they've started breaking houses.
Like at around 7:38, that is when they started petrol burning the houses.
They could see sort of flames from the neighbouring houses sort of licking up towards theirs.
So when the smoke started, it was just coming direct to our houses. So we called the police, we called the fire brigade.
And then, you know, their house started being targeted. They started throwing bricks. I think they said stones or bricks or rocks at the window.
Breaking all the windows of the house. So the police kept us, telling us, like, don't calm down. We know you can hear the breaking of the glasses. The smoke was too much in the house.
So they had this mob outside attacking their home. They had smoke coming in through the letterbox, through the gaps in the door. And they were told, don't leave, it's not safe for you to leave. Samaya actually passed out. She was so scared, she fainted.
It was fear because I really knew they were going to burn the house because I saw our neighbors' houses. Like, they had burnt the houses. The smoke was actually coming into our house. Yes, so I think I blacked out because, like, I couldn't believe it. Like, why? Like, this is really happening.
She was unconscious for around half an hour. Stella was on the phone to the emergency services. They were trying to tell her what to do. And one of the sort of most poignant things that they told me that really got to me was they were told by, I presume it was the 999 operator, to go and put on their care uniform.
So they told us to put on uniforms. Maybe in case these guys broke into the house, maybe the tags on the uniform.
Because if these men break into your house, they may have some sympathy for you, they may be potentially view you differently. If they realise that you're a care worker.
So terrifying. So I wasn't feeling well because I couldn't believe my eyes. Like, it was too much.
From The Guardian, I'm Helen Pitt. Today in Focus. On the ground in Belfast after a week of unrest.